This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, the state crop report was released yesterday, and according to the report, a wet, windy week has kept most producers out of the field, limiting field work to disking and applying fertilizer. Statewide, the average temp was 48.6 degrees, or 1 degree above normal. Precip averaged 1.12 inches, or 0.17 inches above normal. There were 2.3 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 3rd. Topsoil moisture supply rated at 4% short, 74% adequate, and 22% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply rated at 3% short, 84% adequate, and 13% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated 1% very poor, 5% poor, 27% fair, 49% good, and 18% excellent. And now we'll hear from Phil Krieg, who serves as an agronomy service representative for Syngenta. I talked with Phil about weed pressure farmers could see during this year's growing season. Phil, we want to talk about weeds that we're going to be challenged with this spring and throughout the growing season. So I guess kind of let's start out by talking about what territory you work with the most and what problems you think we're going to be seeing this year.
So yes, I cover southern Illinois and a little corner in southwestern Indiana. And as we look to the number one weed that folks are concerned about in their weed control programs this year, it by far is tall water hemp, the water hemp species, and then its kissing cousin, which is actually a more difficult to control weed, more prolific, which is called Palmer amaranth.
And when we're dealing with these weeds, I guess we need to go into what farmers need to be doing to properly manage them and prevent them from becoming a problem on their farms. So let's talk about that and maybe a first step that you think farmers need to be taking.
These two weeds really require farmers to go back to the basics just a little bit. The number one way to control these weeds is by using soil-applied residuals that bring multiple effective modes of action for these two weed species, the water hemp species and the Palmer amaranth. The best success that we can expect would be by using residual products just before or right after planting, and then overlay post-emergent products that have residual properties as well throughout the year. So it really becomes weed management rather than weed control, in the fact that we have to take a look at the active ingredients that we're using in our corn and soybean programs and make sure that those active ingredients help to manage those two weeds.
I think this week, from what I've heard from farmers and other people in the industry, is going to be really the kickoff of planting season. So we talk about these weeds and we talk about planting. What does that field need to be looking like before they get that seed in the ground in order to have control over these weeds?
Number one thing that growers need to do is make sure that they start clean. Make sure that there are no weeds that have survived an early burn down application or a tillage application. Some of the most difficult to control weeds are those weeds that actually can have a big jump on our crop if we don't control them before the seed goes into the ground. In a lot of cases, an injured weed that is able to regrow can become very, very difficult to control because it's actually older and actually has a jump on our crop. So make sure that we start clean with either a good effective burn down trip or good effective tillage. Takes out all the weeds that are there.
And you said that you cover mostly southern Illinois, southwest Indiana. So for our listening area, we do touch parts of southern Illinois, but we had talked a little beforehand. There's a little bit of a difference and starting to see some resistance. So tell us a little about that and what you're finding.
So yes, we're in southern Illinois. We sort of took our lessons from the folks that were south of us down into Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas, in that they experienced some of this weed resistance before we did. As these weed resistance to glyphosate moved north, we learned that it was no longer effective to use just glyphosate in weed control programs. And now what we're seeing is that weed resistance of Palmer amaranth and water hemp is actually moving north. And glyphosate programs are not as effective as they used to be. And so we're really working hard to educate growers to the value of using residual chemistry, those things that we apply at or just before planting, and then the value of other residual products throughout the year to keep those weeds from ever coming up. And that's our best way to learn how to control them. And that's what we learned as we started to battle the problem farther south in Illinois, and that's our message to the growers in your listening area.
And you said glyphosate is no longer being an effective way to treat these weeds, and you're working really hard to come up with other ways. So any new products that are going to be released that farmers might be looking forward to?
For corn, our newest addition into our portfolio is Acuron. And Acuron does carry a fourth active ingredient, which is a new active ingredient by cyclopyrone, which is very effective in helping the dual, the Callisto, and the atrazine to give a more broader spectrum of weed control. In soybeans, what we're finding is that we're actually using compounds that were already on the market, things that have sort of sat on the shelf for quite a few years, looking to bring those back into farmers a weed control, weed management program. Things like, in our case, Boundary, which is Dual and Sencor, or Broadax, which is Dual and Authority. Looking at some post-emergent options with Prefix, which is Dual and Reflex, or Flexstar GT, which is Flexstar and Touchdown. So not a whole lot of new compounds or new active ingredients in soybeans, but still some real good products out there that have really good effective modes of action for water hemp and Palmer amaranth control.
Well, Phil, any final thoughts that you'd like to share, or questions that I haven't asked that you'd like to give us an answer for?
Yeah, I think the takeaway I would like for everyone to go from this call on is really in weed management, it's different than weed control. And in weed management, my suggestion or my passion is to help growers use products that have multiple effective modes of action that help to manage those weeds, control them before they ever get a chance to come up. And with Syngenta, our portfolio and our message to growers is really around that part of weed management rather than weed control.
Southern Illinois Agronomy Service Representative for Syngenta, Phil Krieg. And on a final note this morning, the Illinois Farm Bureau Governmental Affairs Leadership Conference is taking place today and runs through tomorrow, and I will be heading to Springfield later this morning to attend that conference. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.